As promised, head coach Josh McDaniels and staff waited until they saw enough throws, repetitions, and evidence from quarterbacks Kyle Orton and Chris Sims in practice and in meetings to determine who would be the team's starter. Well, a decision was made last night, and earlier today, after the Broncos finished their second day of the last offseason minicamp, McDaniels named Kyle Orton the number one.
We said from day one that when it was clear and apparent to us through a number of practices, meetings, and those type of things that you evaluate the quarterback on, that we would make a decision, and we have.
Obviously, real excited. It's really just the beginning for me and in this offense, and hopefully just continuing to improve every day and get myself in the offense where we need to be come the season.
That certainly does not mean that there won't be competition now or in training camp, because there will. Chris has a great attitude and is going to continue to push, and Kyle, has the job right now, but we'll see if he can keep it. And that's what's going to make those two players better. But we went ahead and put him with the first group and made that decision last night.
Since the team's first minicamp in April and throughout passing camp the last 3 weeks, both quarterbacks have shared time with the first team offense. But McDaniel said it's what he's seen now in May that prompted the announcement.
There's a lot of difficult aspects to what we asked the quarterback to do in our offense, and Kyle has really grasped some of them more quickly than Chris did. Certainly doesn't mean that Chris isn't putting forth the effort and isn't going to get better in those areas. Again, I think it just puts them in a little bit of a pressure type situation now. One of them actually has it and has to keep it, and the other one doesn't and wants to get it. So, they're still going to compete with each other, and I expect the competition to be the same as it's been. They both have great attitudes, and they know that nothing's determined in June.
And while now he's named the starter, Orton recognizes there's still 6 weeks until training camp and says it would be a mistake to get comfortable and assume the competition for starter is over.
We still work well together, and he's still fighting his butt off to take over the job, and I need to keep on playing well. Like I said, now it's about improving and showing leadership, and like I said, getting the offense where we need to be for game one.
Kyle is extremely underrated. Always have felt that way. He was underrated in college. He was underrated with the Bears. He throws the ball very well. He's a smart guy. He's a big guy. There's a lot of pluses about Kyle, and I have the ultimate respect for his game.